What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hi there, my name is Mark Moore, and we are back on Peace of Mind for another week's show with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
So today we're talking about probably one of the biggest news stories in the country. There's been several this year. It's been just a flurry of activity, just along with the change in the politics, you know, from, you know, a new president in the country. That's been a huge news story. But we get past that news story. I think this fire in California has been a tremendous earth-shaking news story where we've seen, you know, people that are well-known celebrities have lost their homes, including like Mel Gibson. I saw Paris Hilton. I mean, people that you see out in the, you know, communities, or I guess in the Hollywood, are ones that have lost their homes. Now, they may have 10 more. But be as it may, this has been a earth-shaking sort of event where you're seeing, it's on the news every day, Kathy, if you watch the news every day. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk today about what if, or how's that work? What's going to happen? You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I can tell you for sure that it's going to create a drawback in insurance availability in California.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's going to ripple through the entire country. And well, I think you're going to see things become more restrictive than they are today.
Well, I think the big thing people can take away from this is that when there is a big catastrophe in any other state and your insurance carrier is in that state and they have these, you know, I mean, losses like this happening, it affects rates in other places sometimes because they're trying to absorb enough to get everybody back and get back in a good standings for themselves. So people don't like, well, I haven't had it, you know, I haven't had a ticket and I haven't had any claims and why is my rates going up? Sometimes it's because they're having rates because they're not profitable in that particular state. They pull that back. They will, you know, not write as much or decide to tell us that we still have the carrier, but they're not going to write. But when this situation in California could definitely trickle over to our states with the rates increasing because of the amount of damage and amount of property damages there. And it could help, you know, that's something that's unfortunate. And it's what they're definitely in a lot of the carriers that represent here in Georgia and North Carolina are also out there in California.
They are. Yeah. And I think that, you know, some of the insurance industry is getting a black eye. I mean, we already deal with that just on a day-to-day basis.
But I mean, we've already had Helene last year, and then we've had, you know, storms that hit Florida. I mean, it does affect earthquakes, whatever, you know, things like that, hurricanes, tornadoes, bad weather. It does affect the insurance industry. And that's why we're here, is to help people when those things happen and get them back to where they were prior to that claim.
Well, we can try. And, you know, we have no ability to control the rates that we have to deal with.
No.
Or the availability of insurance. We're the bearer of bad news a lot of times. I think that, you know, in particular, you know, State Farm was heavily concentrated in this Palisades area of California. And I went back into some prior news stories earlier in the year. In fact, this one news story I got here was from March 23rd of this past year. Does that date mean anything to you, Kathy?
Yeah, it's our anniversary.
Yeah. So it was back in March where they had written an article in, I think it was LA Times, about how State Farm had canceled 72,000, you know, or non-renewed 72,000 homeowners policies. And, of course, it all happened
in California.
Yeah, this all happened before the fire took place. So I'm not in the know about things. I don't know, but they wouldn't have done that without doing their homework.
Right.
There's something they didn't like about the risk, and they turned out to be true because of, you can see what's happened now. But they didn't leave us in a bubble.
Right.
And I've also seen there's, you know, a lot of things. You go online, look at blogs and stuff, or looking at things you can watch on YouTube about, you know, how the insurance industry has, they're saying you have to take the good with the bad, and they should be riding the areas that are you know, may not be a higher risk because they have good risk here and bad risk there. That's not how the insurance industry works. And
no.
I think there's going to be lawsuits that are going to be targeted against the industry. And the insurance companies that are there, they have the option of just not doing business in the state. That they can actually leave.
Well, they might pull out after this, too.
And there's been, I saw another blog where a gentleman was talking about this. I think he's an attorney trying to go after the insurance industry for, you know, I guess maybe canceling policies or whatnot. But the gripe is you hear is like, oh, they're just trying to make money. Well, that's unfortunately that's the way the insurance industry is trying this. It's a for-profit business. They are trying to make money, and they've got to weigh what their risks are. The one gentleman I saw online was, you know, it's 20 different insurance companies have pulled out of Florida just recently, and so you're seeing just a complete problem when you go to Florida and also to California, obviously.
Right.
And I think it's going to affect the real estate market because if you're down in Florida, say where Kathy's from, around Clearwater, Tampa area, you're going to be looking at not only what your tax bills are going to be, but also what your insurance cost is going to be.
And it's
you may decide to retire somewhere else, you know, because it's going to be harder to get insurance.
Yeah,
in
my sister's on the East Coast, and her husband. I mean, their rates are extremely increased down in Florida, and of course they have to have a regular policy for their home, and then they have to have a wind policy and a flood policy. I mean, they have all these other things that they have to have in addition to their homeowner's policy. It's a different animal down there, even though, you know, we're licensed down there to do business in Florida as well. But I'm telling you that the increase in the premiums has been significant. And I've had people tell me that, you know, they're going to have to self-insure. They can't afford their insurance or their taxes or whatever. They're going to have to just go without.
So what would you say to somebody that's, okay, I'm going to self-insure. Like my brother-in-law called me. I'm just going to not have insurance.
Right.
But he's got a mortgage. So right. How's that work?
It's not going to work because the mortgage is going to require it.
So what if you just let your insurance cancel? What happens, Kathy? Tell them.
Well, they're going to force place coverage. For the
Which
mortgage
means what?
That means the mortgage company or the bank is going to force you to get insurance that they have. It's not the best insurance, but it's some type of insurance to cover their risk.
So basically, they're going to up your mortgage payment.
Yep.
They're going to deduct your premium that they're paying to for where they force place the coverage.
Right.
And I'm not familiar with this side because I don't really do it, but I only think it protects the bank and not you.
Yeah, pretty much
it protects
does.
The mortgage. So if you've got a mortgage, you're just going to have to buy insurance.
You have to adhere to what they want you to do and how much it has to be insured for and all that. I mean, they have a risk in loaning you the money, the bank, and they're going to protect their investment. So there's not much we can do about that.
There's nothing we can do.
Even if it's a lien on your car, I mean, that's the same thing. I mean, if they're a lien holder and you owe money on your car, they're going to require you to have certain coverages even on your auto policy.
So in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, it says the borrower is slave to the lender.
Right.
So when you borrow money, you're at their mercy because you're their slave.
Right.
And that's why we feel it's good to be debt-free. I mean, a lot of people out here probably are. It'd be nice to be debt-free.
But you still
got to
protect yourself. I mean, and people don't realize, even like we're talking to my brother-in-law, I mean, yeah, you might be able to absorb or self-insure yourself after you pay your mortgage off, of course. That's great, but then you don't have liability. That's the thing, too. I mean, you're now having no property, but now you've also lost your liability, personal liability that you would have if someone were to sue you. So
on your homeowner's policy.
On your homeowner's policy.
Unless you bought just a separate
general
liability policy for yourself.
But typically, you know, that comes with your homeowner's policy, and it does have a lot of protection for you.
Well, it does come with your homeowner's policy.
And then, of course, you know, we, of course, encourage people to have an umbrella.
Yes. So,
on top
anyway,
of that.
This is going to be a ripple. I think that you're going to see some sort of state mechanism in California, and we'll talk about that maybe after the break. But this is going to be a tough one,
yeah,
and
it
it's
is.
Going to be tough for the industry of insurance.
And I hate it.
And it's the human toll, the human tragedy for this is very large. And you know, unfortunately, the insurance business is you know, kind of a black or white thing. And
yeah. So, and after break, we'll give you some tips about some things, how to keep things, inventory of different things you need to have in case this were to happen.
Okay. All right. So we are wrapping up the first half of the show, and we'll be back after the break. My name is Mark Moore with Kathy Moore, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we wanted to let you know where our locations are. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc., and we're located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot and next to the post office. We are actually in the South State Bank building in our separate wing from the bank, but inside the actual building. So come by us and see us in Blairsville for your insurance needs. Also, our second location is located in Hiawassee, Georgia at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We are in the Town Trace building, which is a red brick building next to the hospital. Come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And our last location, which is our main hub, is located in Hayesville, North Carolina, which is at 157 Highway 64 West, right next to Nonequity Bank. And you can come by and see us there in our Hayesville office. Then we have a location located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's on 150. It's on Highway 64 as well. It's there in Murphy. It's called Mountain Insurance LLC, Division of More Insurance. And we're right past the Arby's and the So Good restaurant there. So come by and see us in Murphy as well. And our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia, which is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, a division of More Insurance as well. Come by and see us. We're located between United Community Bank and Burger King there in Blue Ridge, and we'd love to help you with your insurance. You can also check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com, to request a quote. You can also, we are hiring, so if you are wanting to get a job and join our team, you can go to our website. Go where it says about and join our team, and you can upload your resume to us if you're looking for a good job in our area with benefits.
Thank you, Kathy. You're so much better at the radio than I am. I think you have the
Ely
voice. I think I'm just a country boy with a microphone that's just went to college, I guess. So anyway, Kathy's got the good radio voice, I think. And plus she has you can be on TV too, Kathy, because you're pretty. So
thanks, honey. I appreciate that. So
anyway, we're talking about, you know, one of the biggest news stories this year has been the Palisade fire in California. There's all kind of talking points, stories, news stories all around it. And, you know, this is going to involve insurance, obviously, because there was a lack of, or, you know, people had lost their coverage before this fire occurred, people not renewed. And I said before the break, I don't think that did not happen in a vacuum. The insurance industry must have evaluated their risk and found out that it was not a good risk. And that's why they canceled or non-renewed insurance policies. Right. And then it just so happened that, you know, approximately the same year after all this happened, that the fire hits.
Right.
I watch, I bet Kathy's never heard of this guy. You heard of Joe Rogan?
Mm-hmm.
So he's got he's on like Fear Factor or something? Is that
he
what he's
was,
on?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's got this podcast and he's become very prevalent, especially after he interviewed, you know, Donald Trump. And you know, if you watch the podcast, he does not use great language a lot of times. I mean, he's, you know, if you watch it.
So that's your disclaimer to let everybody know.
Yeah, if you watch it, yeah.
Before you go check it out or look it up.
Yeah, so he's definitely, you know, he's
colorful.
Yeah, but he's also got a huge following. And I just kind of veer into it, you know, here and there. But I did see that he had interviewed I don't know if it was a fire chief or a fire battalion officer. I don't know what you would call him, but somebody he knew, it was in the know, said, look, dude, this, it's just a matter of time. And I'm telling you, when this fire starts, it's going to burn all the way to the ocean. And this fire chief was correct. And that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. So we're hearing all these things about, okay, well, this because of global warming. I can tell you, if you look back in history at any length of time, that, say, Florida, there was one of the worst hurricanes that ever hit Florida was the Labor Day storm back in the 30s. Then there was the Tampa Bay hurricane that hit in 1924. It split. There's an island there called Hog Island, and when the storm after it came through. Now we got Caldice. How you say it, Kathy?
Caldice
Island and Honeymoon Island. So there were very powerful hurricanes that we've not seen happen to this day. That's happened over 100 years ago.
Right.
But anyway, so I think my opinion on it is, okay, if a fire person is telling you this is going to happen, why is that? If I look around here in our area, I've seen our, you know, Forest Service are having control burns, things of that nature. And it appears to me that this could be something that there has been a moratorium, or they've not been allowed to do their job as far as having control burns to get rid of all this fuel that was fueling the fire. And so I think that's your problem. I think it could have been prevented with being able to take precautions like control burns and things of that nature, which I guess are prohibited in the state, I'm assuming. So that's what I think may have been probably what really caused this to be such a catastrophic event.
So I guess the takeaway from all this is that for you, if you live in Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, because, you know, we're actually licensed in the whole Southeast, pretty much prepare yourself if something like this were to happen here. We encourage folks to do an inventory of their belongings. Even like before a hurricane, same situation, any type of disaster, do an inventory. And what does that mean? Some people will take pictures. Some people will put them in a safety deposit box. They'll write things down. I have encouraged my parents to, you know, get a video camera or their phone and just a video inside their house, inside their drawers, closets, everywhere, to document what they have and have it, you know, email it to their insurance person and put it, email it to a specific place where it's backed up that you could get to it if you had to. If you have, you know, fine jewelry and art, all that stuff should have some type of receipts or some type of way to kind of prove that you had this. Because when something like this happens, you know, the most important thing is you can replace all these different things, but you can't replace life, so, and things like that. So I encourage people to do that so that they remember what they had, because at the time you're going through, it's like a shock, because we've had some people lose their houses and they just are beside themselves and they don't know what to do. So they come to us, and as being insurance, you know, insurance people, we are trying to help them fill out the inventories, fill out the stuff. And at the time I feel like they forget a lot of things, and that does trigger themselves to remember what they had and have proof of what that is, so they can replace things.
So it's funny you brought this up. So I was on Kathy's phone, when she gets everybody, when I get on her phone. I don't have Facebook, but
he looks at mine all the time.
Sometimes I look at her, well, not all the time, very sporadically. And I saw this, I think it was a blog, and I couldn't find it. I was wanting to find it because this was an actual lady that was giving a blog about her claim experience. Her house burned to the ground. This was not during the Palisade fire, but I believe it was in California. And she was really giving it to the insurance industry because mm-hmm. she had a house that was a secondary house. And she initially said that her claim adjuster was doing great and everything was really, you know, very helpful. And then they pulled the switch and gave them another claims adjuster. And the other claims adjuster was kind of like good cop, bad cop.
Right.
And he started going through all these things. And I didn't take offense to what she was saying, because she was giving it from her point of view and what her experience was.
Yeah.
But the thing she didn't know was, like, she had to do an inventory. And you're hearing it from, sometimes people will take insurance advice better from their neighbors than will for us in the insurance agent. Well, my right. neighbor said so-and-so. Well, this was right. kind of the situation, except she has a blog and it went viral. Man, I wish I could find that. But, you know, I felt bad for her. But she had pointed out the fact that she had to prove all right. of the mm-hmm. contents that she had. She couldn't remember a lot of it.
Right.
And it's kind of like she was trying to build up an inventory. Because say you've got $1 million house, you get
a lot of stuff.
You get normally get 70% of your limit on your house for what's contents of the house. Right. So that'd be $700,000.
It's not attached to the actual structure.
Yeah, so just the fact that you've got $700,000 of coverage doesn't mean you're going to get $700,000. They're going to do an actual inventory with you, and they're going to go try to reimburse you for what you actually have. Well, who's going to remember everything you've got?
That's why.
If I go into Kathy's closet, I mean, my gosh, her shoes would be, how much do your shoes cost, Kathy?
I have no idea.
A lot.
But
a
I
lot.
Mean,
the answer's
yeah.
a lot. I have like maybe 5 pair of shoes.
No, Kathy's you have got about boxes. 10. You have 10.
Well, okay. So whatever you have boxes underneath the bed downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why there's shoes down there for.
Well, there's different seasons, Mark. You have to have stuff for summer and stuff for other things. And
men don't do that.
Yeah.
Men go, okay, I got to go to work today. I'm wearing boots.
Yeah.
Or I got to wear these terrible shoes that are wingtips because I got to be at a funeral. I mean, they don't have seasons for things. But the season we are in is we are about time on our show here, and I want to appreciate WRB for letting us do this show, and thank you for another show. And we will be back next week. My name is Mark Moore, my wife, Kathy Moore.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.